Welcome to This Week in Wrestling. I'm Dan Hummer here with Eric, Clinton, and Doug will be on soon. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Tonight we got the preview of WrestleMania Part 2, kind of our review of last night, and so much more.
If you
want to get the plugs out of the way?
Yeah, I'll get the plugs out of the way. Listen to Boxman and Anthony and Smart. And apparently Shaheen tonight, I guess, as they do a live reaction of WrestleMania. They did a live reaction last night for night one. Listen to them every Wednesday night and Friday night at 10 p.m. after us on Fridays. They can be found on every podcast platform, iTunes, Apple iTunes, Google, all that shebang. And listen to us every Friday night at 8 or 9, and then every Sunday night at 5 or 6 for This Week in Wrestling on Sundays and Old School Wrestling on Fridays. And this Friday, we'll be doing WrestleMania rankings tier. Clint, are you able to come on this week, or you're not sure yet?
I'm working this week.
Okay.
So I won't be able to do the show.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, this week we're doing the WrestleMania tiers. We're going to be ranking each of the WrestleManias and putting them in the best, the worst, the middle, and the good, and the meh. So... And listen to a wrestling reality with John every 3 days a week. 3 days a week. I don't know what days, but he's on at least 3 days a week. He can be found on every platform too. And follow us on Facebook, Unscripted Wrestling, Old School Wrestling, and comedy. What is it called?
The Comedy Bird.
And join all three Facebook groups. They're all great groups. And that's it.
All right, sounds good. So what was your first thoughts on WrestleMania last night, Clint?
Awkward, and it didn't feel like a real WrestleMania to me. Yeah, all years. I think when I look at it, it's going to be a lot of misconstructions when it comes to rating-wise, because you realize that they're going against absolutely nothing. Usually it's a stretch in the NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs, and you have the opening month of baseball. Now you have none of that, and people are actually just tuning in to watch it because there's nothing else to watch.
Yep.
So when it comes to rating wise, it's going to be a lot. It's going to say a lot of people tune in to watch just because we're bored and we want something to watch.
Exactly.
And WrestleMania itself didn't really feel like a WrestleMania. Everybody knows who's our true fan that was taped last week. And
yeah.
Two, the match itself wasn't everything but the Boneyard match. Even though it had a movie feel, it was just blah, plain.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was okay for what it was and what they had to deal with. Did it feel like a WrestleMania? They tried at the beginning to make it feel like WrestleMania, but it just didn't have that energy of a WrestleMania like years past, if that makes sense. It felt like a Raw. Just a big Raw event.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you guys a little bit. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it wasn't good. I even give night one 8.5 out of 5. I mean, 8.5 out of 10. Just for what they had to deal with. So, from a standpoint from that, they did a pretty good job for what they had to deal with. But it just didn't feel like a WrestleMania. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess I can get that opinion. I thought the Boneyard match was a great way to end it. I thought it was original and different.
Yeah. Everybody liked that. That was fantastic.
It's awesome.
It kind of gave you that old school attitude era feel to it.
Yeah.
American Badass came back, and I mean that was amazing. But I've always been a fan of more of American Badass than his regular gimmick. But I loved it. So
yeah, it was different. I liked the way it was shot and edited. It was was very much like a movie. I think that's what those Bray Wyatt matches, the House of Horrors and stuff. That's what they should have been.
Yeah, and that's
really
probably
good.
What people are going to expect tonight.
Yeah, probably. It was really well done. Like, call on your phone.
He said it took them over 8 hours to actually tape the match itself.
Wow.
It was an 8-hour job to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It definitely felt like a movie.
Yeah, it did.
I was saying, Wes, he's calling it now. I was going to say, last night I was even thinking, they could actually go like somewhere with this and do a show like that, kind of like a Western or Real Scenarios, but for wrestling, just by the way that was done.
Exactly.
One thing I will have to say was a big disappointment about the whole match was Shayna Baszler or Becky Lynch. I mean,
yeah,
that was the complete downfall. That was one match over height, and it just wasn't fit. You could tell the match they had. Some matches are meant for WrestleMania, but the big headliner matches that you expect like crowds to get into it, like Baszler and Lynch, Taker and Styles, they did perfectly because that was filmed and that was just perfect. And then you also had the triangle ladder matches. It's just what didn't have that WrestleMania feel.
Yeah. I was very disappointed in Becky Shayna match. I thought she could have been better. And I don't think Becky should have won either, so. And I'm a Becky fan. What do you think, Daniel? Of the other
I
matches?
I think the finish was kind of stupid. I think it doesn't make much sense to me to have Shayna Baszler killed the rest of the women's division in the Elimination Chamber if they weren't going to pull the trigger here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you think the reason they didn't pull the trigger is because they had to do it this way and they want her to have that moment in front of fans, have that reaction from the fans? Do you think that was like a last-minute change?
No. Huh? Because she's a heel.
Well, okay.
She doesn't need a big reaction.
You killed him and let me in.
Doug's calling in.
I thought you were sharing the phone today. That's why.
No.
Sorry, Doug.
Fuck Doug.
Hi, Doug. Wow.
Hi. Keep me on hold for 5 fucking minutes.
I'm sorry. I thought you were
Maybe
sharing the phone today. That's
us.
Why.
No, we're not sharing a phone today because Daniel's on his phone. You know, we always have to share my phone, but God forbid we share his.
Anyway, what are your thoughts, Doug, since all of us already chimed in?
I actually thought that night one was pretty good for what it was. I know, and I've read their people's opinions on Facebook. Some people liked it. Some people tore it to shit. I don't give a fuck about the people that tore it to shit. They're allowed to have their own opinion. But, however, when I read that somebody says you're a complete fucking retard if you thought the Boneyard match was good or whatever, the person
I thought everybody thought
that,
it was good.
No, there were people in other groups that didn't like it and they thought it was cheesy. And I saw somebody had commented and said anybody that thinks that this match was good is stupid. You can have whatever opinion you want. You can have whatever opinion you want. However, don't discourage people from liking this stuff. So
exactly.
Anybody that does not like the Boneyard match, you know, that's fine. Good on you. But don't call somebody names just because they liked it. I thought the match was well done. I don't think, and Clinton, I actually agree with you, because while he had me on hold, I was actually able to listen to you. And I agree with you that Taker and Styles either needed to have this or it needed to be done in front of an audience. If they would have done the match in the ring with no audience, it would not have worked.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody today, and I said, as much as I would have liked to see this match 10 years ago in a ring, what we got was still pretty special.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think this is the best Undertaker's going to look, because it was an actual film production. It's a way to hide his weaknesses, too. It makes him, he looked badass the whole time. He never looked out of shape or too old. It made him look badass. I think it was the smartest way to go, rather than put him, it would have got murdered if it was in a ring in front of no fans.
I agree.
And then Water Buffalo would say it has no heat.
And look at it like this, too, and we'll get into this more on Friday when we do the WrestleMania tier list. There have been god-awful WrestleManias over the years. Okay? There have been ass WrestleManias over the years. Night one of this WrestleMania is not one of them. I wouldn't say it was elite. I would not call it very good. Or, well, I mean, personally, I thought it was very good. I will agree, and Clinton, trust me, I'm not trying to kiss your ass or anything. but I do agree with you that Shayna and Becky was disappointing. Becky Lynch has held the title for a year. It's time to drop it.
Yep.
But I can understand why they didn't do it. I think if there would have been fans in the arena, if there would have been fans, if they would have done this in front of 80,000 people, Shayna would have got her moment.
That's what I was trying to say too.
I don't think so.
I think
what?
They changed it.
Yeah, I agree with Quinn. I don't think so either.
I think it's because Vince is actually, since the XFL is not, Vince is totally against Shayna Baszler.
And Clinton, this is the actual truth. Well, I'm not just going to tell Clinton, obviously I'll tell you guys too since you're on the line. But Vince is not a Shayna Baszler fan. Just like Vince doesn't like the Undisputed Era. He thinks Shayna is too old to be on the main roster.
Oh. I thought he was a fan of Shayna.
No, he was always.
From what I read, I don't think he is.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of like Shayna Baszler, and he was always putting her down. He wasn't, and what helped Shayna get a push to the main roster was him always being part of the XFL. meaning Triple H was always in charge of the productions. But now, since everybody's there, the XFL is no more, Vince is back, Vince has complete set.
Yeah.
So
that
I think
it was
built up for a Baszler win, but with Vince there, it's going to be hard to actually see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think she didn't need a moment, like I said earlier, since she's a heel. I think she beats Becky's ass last night, and then she just wins. I think it's still a moment. You know, I don't think she needs a bunch of fans in there booing her. I feel worse for Drew McIntyre tonight, that he's going to finally get his big moment, probably beat Brock Lesnar, and there's no one there for it. That's who I feel bad for.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and I've also said that I feel bad for Rhea Ripley as well, because she's not going to get that moment. But you got to remember, and this is where I'm actually going to correct myself. Rhea Ripley is 23 years old. She's got plenty of moments in front of her.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre has had to bust his ass for over a decade. He finally gets this moment, and there's going to be nobody there.
And are we sure he's going to win? As you said, if Vince is back, you could pull a fast one on us, and Brock wins.
I'll tell you this. If that happens, then that's because there's not fans there. So they decided to throw a curveball and have Brock win. Because I guarantee you the original plan was for Drew McIntyre to go over the main event.
Yeah.
But if they do change it, I think it's because there's no fans there.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they changed it.
Me either.
So here's a question. Here's a question for everybody, though. With WrestleMania being a two-night event, compared to watching it for the last almost 6 years being over 5 hours long, would you rather have it a two-day event? I was thinking to myself, no, they can make it like this because it actually works better. It's actually feel like a real pay-per-view. 3 hours, it is not all rush.
I agree with that.
It's not all rush. You got 2 whole days, but you don't need it. And then because they're also saying he was going to have the Hall of Fame on a Thursday. You got SmackDown. You can have a Hall of Fame, SmackDown on a Thursday. Or either that, you can even have it a Hall of Fame on like a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Here's actually how I would do it, and I'm going to kind of piggyback off your point there, Clintus. I would actually, to be honest with you, I would make the Hall of Fame a day thing. Do NXT TakeOver on Thursday night, then have SmackDown. Then Saturday afternoon have the Hall of Fame. You know, start it at like noon. Let it run till about 3. And then have WrestleMania at 7 o'clock. And then, I would have WrestleMania 2 nights.
There's only one thing. When you're saying with the Hall of Fame, you know how they like to have those stars. If you're planning on also having a WrestleMania in the Hall of Fame, all stars like going to be a part of it. So whoever's part of like the night card won't be able to be in attendance or whatever because they'll be off getting ready for their matches.
Yeah,
that's true. That would be a flaw.
You do make a good point, but also too, not everybody it should not be mandatory for everybody to be there. So anybody that has to be part of night one, don't make them part of the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
But then again, you also have to look at it from whoever's part of night one projects too. It's like maybe they want to be there because I don't know. Those whoever's being inducted that night was probably their childhood idol. They, of course, they want to support and actually see be there, but they can't because they're away. You also got a lot of different scenarios you can look into that. Just saying that, okay, well, here it is, but suppose I'm wrestling, but yet my Hall of Fame, I want to be there to actually see his induction speech and not worry about watching it on the network or whatever, because I can't, gonna have to get ready for this match for everybody else. It's not fair.
I mean, yeah. If they do it at the same building, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't really want to say this because I'm a fat guy and I know those guys work their asses off. But, I mean, it is a wrestling match. It's not like an actual sporting. I mean, it is to a certain extent, but you really only need an hour, hour and a half to warm up. If it's at the same building, they could easily go and watch the Hall of Fame during the day and then be okay for the match. I mean, there's some guys who used to drink the cigarette, used to smoke a cigarette, drink a beer, then go wrestle.
I mean, and last year the Hall of Fame inductions took place in a ring.
Yeah.
So basically, you start the thing at noon, you go for about 3 hours, you tell everybody after 15 minutes, shut the fuck up, get out of the ring. Your induction's allowed to be 15 minutes long.
Take a break.
If you go over 15 minutes, we get you with a taser. So don't let Ric Flair induct anybody. And then you know, you move it along, and then it's done by like 2-3 o'clock, and then you have a couple of hours for everybody to get warmed up.
Yeah, have a lunch break, late lunch, and then people can rest and then start this event at 7. Now, would you make like night one NXT too? Oh, sorry, Doug.
No, I would do NXT on Thursday.
Oh.
I mean, what they should do. And what they should do is they should have if they were going to do this as a two-night thing, move SmackDown to Tuesday night. Then you do your Hall of Fame on Thursday, NXT on Friday, and then night one on Saturday and night two on Sunday. That's what you should do.
Yeah, just make it a 3-day event.
Yeah, and you can move SmackDown to Tuesday nights. I mean, it's live anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Exactly. Or you move it to Wednesday in place of NXT. Yeah. Yeah, for one night only, you do SmackDown on Wednesday that week.
Exactly. There are ways to make it work, but... All right, so the rest of the card, I think Braun Strowman and Goldberg was fine. I didn't expect anything more. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
To me, I think Braun Strowman getting that moment like that was kind of cool. I know people are going to say it wasn't the same because fans weren't there. Listen, I didn't have much of a problem with this show. I love the pacing. Kind of what we were talking about earlier about if we like it better. Two nights for 3 hours, I could probably dig it because every WrestleMania in the past 4 years, I have felt by at least 2 or 3 hours into it, or at least by the fourth hour, all right, this needs to fucking end now. you know,
exactly.
By the main event last year, because I had work in the morning, I was fucking so drained. It wasn't even fun anymore. Last night was paced so well to me. To me, this is the best piece of content last night that they've come out with since this whole coronavirus thing. Because I do not like the way Raw and SmackDown have been taped and using the old matches and stuff like that. But I really like the way WrestleMania was paced out. It didn't feel like, it didn't feel boring. It didn't feel like they were rushing anything. Everything felt like it had the right amount of time, which is usually not the case. And
hey,
I was fine with
Strowman.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I was fine with Strowman beating Goldberg, too.
Yeah, I was, too. I mean, I expected, I thought Braun was going to win. I thought Goldberg was going to lose either way, whoever he was facing. So,
I do have one problem with Braun winning, though, man. It's the way and how fast he dropped that Intercontinental title that bothers the hell out of me.
Amen, brothers.
I agree with you.
And you gonna drop to Sami Zayn, and then you're a replacement for Roman Reigns, who, and you win the title, because we all know Goldberg was just a placeholder of two WrestleMania, so whoever he was gonna drop it, but you win the title, and it's like, you're a new monster. I think I was talking to my friend about this. He said that the Bishop was really upset with Braun Strowman, and it's the one reason why Braun Strowman is not like a champion ever. They should be well before, because he oversells things. If you compare the styles of like what the Big Show did, the Big Show was a dominant monster, which Braun Strowman should be. He never overselled or let people pick him up or slam him down or do anything like you see what Braun does in the ring. And I think that's
like a heel too.
What he can. But even as a fan favorite, nobody dominated the Big Show like nobody. I mean, there were only certain people that who were in Big Show lawsuit, like John Cena. Big Show still destroyed, but it's took the finish like a man.
I think Big Show was a victim of a lot of inconsistent booking too, though. Just like Strowman, I don't think they've always booked Big Show consistently like a monster, like they should have. A lot of face turns, heel turns, kind of not knowing what they're gonna do with them. I feel like those two careers are very similar in that way. That WWE doesn't really know how to book Strowman. And like Clemens kind of said, and it really shows you a lot about how believable pro wrestling is when a month ago you're losing to Sami Zayn and now you're kicking Goldberg's ass. Which I know Sami Zayn had.
And not only, it was basically four spears versus four power slams. That's all the match really was.
Well, yeah, but that's I kind of expected that. That was all it really needed to have.
Well, here's the thing. Goldberg cannot do the jackhammer anymore. All right, he doesn't have the upper body strength to do it anymore.
So not to Strowman.
All right, because if he tried to do it to Strowman, he'd probably drop Strowman the wrong way and break his fucking neck.
Listen, they got him there. It was safe. You know, they didn't hurt anybody. It was quick and intense. I think it's what it needed to be. It's not a five-star match, but for what Goldberg's able to give, I thought they did a decent job.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing, and I'm glad Strowman finally got a title. However, I do agree with the fact that it's, you know, he loses to Sami Zayn, you know, the Canadian fruitcake who stole my dance moves. you know, he loses the Intercontinental title to him. So that basically, I mean, in my opinion, that basically killed his career. And now he's the Universal Champion. He beat, you know, 53-year-old Goldberg.
Did anybody feel that he looked like a heel? He seemed like anybody think you're going to turn him heel?
Who, Strowman?
Yeah.
Well, you know Roman's getting that fucking belt.
Yeah, it's probably going to be at SummerSlam.
It'd be easier for him, because I think booking a heel monster champion is probably a lot easier than trying to book a babyface monster champion.
Yep, exactly.
There's not a whole lot you can do there and make it look believable. So, who knows?
Yeah, who knows when they're going to be even back. Apparently, they're going on hiatus. So.
Well,
exactly.
Well, they kind of have to. Florida shut them down.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, who knows when they're going to come back.
What the fuck do you expect them to do? I mean, wrestle in somebody's backyard?
No. I'm not saying that.
I mean, they have to go on hiatus. I mean, AEW almost got shut down the other day.
Yeah.
By the way, I know this is WrestleMania, and there's a lot to talk about on this episode, but what do we think about, I know what Doug thinks about, Jake Hager versus John Moxley for the AEW World title. I think it's a nice first defense for Moxley, and I'm excited to see the match.
Yeah, I think
next week.
No, well, not this upcoming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. So it's going to be on April 15th.
Oh, that was supposed to be a Philadelphia show, too.
Yeah, that was the Philadelphia. No, the Philadelphia show was the 23rd, wasn't it?
22nd, Aaron.
Oh, okay. I knew it was around your birthday.
Yeah.
But speaking of AEW, what do you guys think of the tournament? The new title? Before we go on and preview night two.
I'm excited about it. I think I was a little disappointed when I saw the bracket at first, because I think it should have been a bigger bracket and more guys. They got so many mid-card guys that are fucking good and need a shot. You know, like Jimmy Havoc. Joey Janela. There's a lot of guys that I would have liked to see in this tournament just kind of prove themselves.
I wanted to be honest with you, I'm surprised MJF's not in it. Not only MJF, but I'm also surprised. I'm surprised Jungle Boy's not in it. I'm surprised Scorpio Sky's not in it.
I 100% agree with Scorpio Sky and Jungle Boy. I think MJF is kind of rearing for a world title shot. I can see him being the next program for Moxley, this next, like, big program.
I mean, what about
Pac? Yeah, I could see that, too.
Why isn't he? I mean, he might not be in this thing because I'm pretty sure he's stuck in England right now, but...
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should have made a 15 turn. 16 wrestling tournament.
The only reason why they made it 8 is because they know who they have right now. Everybody else is stuck in different places.
Yeah, that's true.
That
but either way, I'm excited,
like,
about it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, everybody else is stuck. Everybody else is stuck in their homes right now, so they're working with what they have and who they have.
Exactly. Now, who do you guys think is going to win? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, what do we think about the TNT Championship name?
No, I'm totally against it.
You don't like it?
No.
At first, I didn't like it, but it's different.
It's like, basically what you're doing is you're creating a television title. So instead of calling it the TV title, you're calling it under, you're naming it after the network you're on, the TNT Championship. Basically,
I'm assuming
TV
don't you think the network may have had something to do with that?
Basically, with the TV title, though, it's supposed to be suspended almost every time you're almost whoever's it, every night that week.
Yeah, I mean, the name is okay.
And we all know that, that title is not going to be defended every week. So out of all things, just give it another no.
Yeah, I mean, I get it a little bit. I think it's also kind of it's smart. I mean, that's hoping that they stay on TNT because. If a contract dispute or something happens like that, it's going to just be called the fucking television title again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the TNT title's kind of, it's a cool name, you know, and it represents the TV title. I like the idea. Maybe a different name, I can get with it, but I like the idea of a mid-card title because there's so many mid-card guys there who I have seen that have not really gotten a chance to shine. So I'm excited for them to get that shot now. And hopefully they'll make it mean as much as all the other titles.
Exactly. Who do you guys think is going to win?
Archer.
I'm going.
Are you going
to go? All right, Doug, go on.
He said Lance.
I think it's going to be Lance Archer because – I mean, what better way for this guy to make – I mean, obviously, they're looking at – I really think the final is going to be Archer and Cody. And everybody's going to expect Cody to win it because this is a title he can challenge for. But I think, you know, it just like, you know, when they did it with Jericho, you know, when they put the AEW world title on him, I really think – that the first TNT champion, it needs to be a heel because I think it's better off when a babyface is chasing the heel champion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to say Sammy.
Sammy Guevara?
Yeah.
Why? So the inner circle back in power, kind of?
Yeah. And since – isn't Jericho taking a leave or something for a little – no, I don't know if he's still taking a leave, but
– well, he can't take it now. They fucking cancel all the concert dates.
Oh, duh. Yeah, duh. Yeah, I just think Sammy – it's time – I think it's – maybe he transitioned to him as a champion since – nobody else is champion in the circle, so.
Yeah. I mean, I got the bracket. I'll tell you how I think the whole thing's going to go. I think Shawn Spears has to beat Cody because Shawn Spears has kind of floundered since his program with Cody, and they need to establish him as a big heel again. I got Darby Allin beating Sammy Guevara because Darby Allin's the guy. And then it'll be Darby versus Shawn. I got Dustin Rhodes beating Kip Sabian. And I got Lance Archer beating Colt Cabana. A plot twist, Shawn Spears is going to beat Darby Allin, in my point of view. And I think it's going to put him over because Darby's already huge over with the crowd, and I think he deserves this title, and I think he will get it at some point. But they need to establish Shawn Spears again. So we're going to have him win, and then in a plot twist, Cody's going to come out and fuck with Lance Archer because Jake the Snake was talking all that shit. So Dustin's going to get the leg up on Lance Archer, beat him, and that's going to be the upset of the century. And then it's going to be Sean Spears and Dustin in the finale, and I'm giving the title to Dustin.
I could see that. I could even see Spears winning the title because they want to use Blanchard. They want to use Terry as more on TV, and what better way to do that than imagining a champion?
Yeah, I just went with Dustin because I saw this in a comment the other day. He looks really good right now, probably the best he's looked in a while. And that's one character who I guess the Gold Dust character never really needed big titles or anything. But he was kind of set to the side of WWE for a while. I think he needs one big title reign, and he's got one big title reign left in him. And I don't know if they're willing to commit to the world championship. So I think one last title, give it to him before he sets off into the sunset. It should be the TNT title.
Yeah. Because everybody's going to expect Cody to be the first one, so why not have his brother be the first one? That's a plot twist.
Exactly. Clement, who you got winning?
I don't have to pick. I'm going with Cody. I would love to see one more set off the match between and the finals between Cody versus Dustin again.
Yeah.
The first match.
That would be awesome.
At, Double or Nothing last year. Amazing.
Full circle. It all comes full circle, right? Dustin turns on Cody at Double or Nothing.
That'd be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So you think Blood and Guts, do you think that will actually be the theme of Double or Nothing, knowing that was postponed?
I don't know when they're going to do Blood and Guts. Because the tournament's going to be the featured thing on... It's the featured thing on for All or Nothing. Because the finals is going to be Double or Nothing. According to Wikipedia.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling on Facebook, and I guess Arby's is sponsored by WWE or vice versa. So they're like naming their menu items after the wrestlers, and they're calling the mozzarella sticks the Claymore sticks.
I'm gonna go to Marty now.
Sounds fucking good. So part two tonight. What are we excited for, guys? Well, what stands out?
Edge and not Orton.
Well,
last man standing.
I can get with that. Doug?
Oh, I really want to see Edge versus Orton because I think that's going to be great. Because I think that's the match that's going to thrive with no fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're two veterans that know how to.
I think I would have to reward that match with the best build-up so far.
Yeah.
I think, even though they haven't had fans, the way they've built up to that match, it's one of the best stories going on in wrestling.
I agree with that.
And here's the thing now. Did anybody watch SmackDown Friday night and notice like what happened with Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville?
Yes.
No.
I loved it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, Clint, who do you think the hooded figure was?
I have no idea who that hooded figure was.
You want to hear my theory?
Go ahead.
I think it was Robert Roode.
Interesting, because he has been missing
now,
ever since the whole date. Ever since the Elimination Chamber, he has been missing.
Hear me out.
I think they're leading this into Sonya Deville is in love with Mandy Rose. And Sonya Deville is using Dolph Ziggler because she thinks that Mandy can do better than Otis. But she's the one that's truly in love with Mandy.
I don't think they're going to go that route.
Huh?
Well, I also heard that they are dropping the Otis and Mandy. This is the way as I'm also just canceling the whole Otis and Mandy storyline altogether with this match.
Oh, this is the payoff, I guess.
Well, it was a payoff, but they said it's canceling out. I was reading, and they're just giving all. They don't want nothing else to do with it. I think we'll move
so
on.
So Mandy turns on. Manny turns on
Ziggler? Manny and other storyline.
Okay.
All right, but the match is happening tonight, so what the hell happens? Mandy just tells them both to go shove off?
Well, I guess it's because I guess either A, they want it's a break up of fire desire, or
yeah.
Two, you're going to the direction away of. Yeah, basically, Sonya Rose, Sonya turning heel on Mandy.
Yeah,
right, and I think that's what's going on. But I think here's my guess, and I'm gonna be very outlandish here. I think Robert Roode was the one that exposed Sonya because you know they're making it look like Sonya is in love with Mandy. They've been kind of building that up for a while. That Sonya has a crush on her best friend. What if they played? It's like, what if Robert Roode's the hooded figure, and Robert Roode is jealous of Dolph Ziggler dating Mandy Rose because he's in love with Dolph Ziggler? What if they turn Robert Roode gay?
God. Oh, gosh.
Well, here's something I can read, but in a way disagree with because I did watch it. The last time I watched one of these, they did say they were going to do a storyline between it last year. We also like a LGBT between Mandy and Sonya Deville got blue, but then they just canceled it out of the blue.
Yeah.
The storyline got dropped.
Yeah, I think the smartest way to go about it would be to turn Sonya heel, but don't go with the in love thing. They already tried the lesbian storyline earlier this year with Liv Morgan. It didn't really work that well. Her turn heel,
she
beat the shit out of Mandy.
She's not a real lesbian, though. That's the problem. Liv Morgan is not a real lesbian. This is a role for Sonya Deville, not Liv Morgan. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm promoting it, but you, if you're going to have someone play a role like that, play it who actually is it. And that's exactly what Sonya Deville is.
I agree with you, but I don't know if she'll do it. Because there was talks all around that she wasn't happy with the Liv Morgan storyline. So I don't know if she would do it. Because, you know, that's such a serious, actual, important thing to her, and she doesn't want to centralize it. She might not want to play a lesbian. Or make that a part of her character.
Well, there are probably lesbian organizations out there that probably want to kick our ass right now.
Why? We're not saying anything false.
Oh, hey, well.
You have a point.
I'm not
promoting.
You do have a good point. You do have a very good point. I mean, I'm kind of excited to see Otis kind of branch out on his own. What if this whole thing is also to break up heavy machinery?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I wanted to get into because I think the best course of action, turn Mandy face, put Mandy with heavy machinery, and then that could be like nostalgia of Stacey Keibler with the Dudleys. Because I remember how cool it was watching this hot piece of ass with a couple of fat dudes. That would be the best course of action.
Or when they put Stacy with Hurricane and Rosie.
Yeah, and then you have Sonya be a serious competitor, because we all know Sonya's got unlimited potential. I think Mandy's just a nice piece of ass, but Sonya, I think she can do big things in the women's division. So it's about time to get rid of them, have Mandy be a valet for Heavy Machinery and get them big pops because she's gorgeous, and then have Sonya be a serious competitor in the division.
Yeah, I think she should probably be the next contender for the women's title.
Or at least build towards it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a plenty of things they could do there. And I think, because I like seeing Mandy with Otis. I think it's different. And I think fans like it.
Yeah, because it's a Beauty and the Beast, it's a Beauty and the Beast type story.
Exactly.
No, Otis gave hell for all us big guys out there, yo. He showed every guy that every fat guy was able to find love with this whole storyline.
And here's the thing. He is a goofy son of a bitch, but would you really want to get into a fight with him as powerful as he is?
No.
And that's the thing. This hits home for fat guys. And we all want to see Dolph Ziggler because he's like the stereotypical douchebag that gets all the girls. We want to see Otis kick his ass.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because Otis has always been kind of like this gentle giant. And it's just like he gets made fun of a lot. But when you piss him off in the ring, he'll fucking eat you.
Yeah,
he was.
I like talking too. I find Tucker hilarious too. Yeah, that match. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean it should be a good match. I mean, I think the sleeper match, even though there's been no build up to it whatsoever, except for the fact that it was just made. Like, it's just going to be part of WrestleMania. I really think there's a lot of potential in Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley.
Me too. But here's the thing about that match.
Why was that match been making? I've been trying to figure that out, too. I don't really feel it's kind of hard to fall into Raw. And I just saw it announced online. I'm like, because Raw is basically like two highlight reels, and then it's just two matches and you're just gone. It's like,
yeah. And to Clement's point earlier, I think that the matches like that, like, no offense to Ziggler and Otis, but that doesn't feel like a WrestleMania match. That feels like a match that can happen on Backlash or Stomping Grounds. That is one of those matches. So is Bobby Lashley and Aleister Black, because it's had no really great build-up. So I think those are the matches that makes it feel like a Raw, kind of, and not WrestleMania.
I really think the big matches happened last night.
Most of them.
All right.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that this night two is going to
–
I don't know how it's going to measure up to night one.
You think there's too much expectations for night two and it's going to be a letdown? That's kind of the way I'm feeling.
I think what happens is that Boneyard match really put the expectation up there. So you're thinking to yourself, like, how WrestleMania ended the way it ended last night with the whole Boneyard match. The Firefly Funhouse match, because we all know that's going to be the main event of the night. I don't think they're going to have...
You think?
There's no pyro.
Yeah.
There's no nothing. I will not put Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre at the main event of WrestleMania with no fans around. I'm sorry. There's no way. I wanted to say, you know what? If the Firefly Funhouse match is taped like the Boneyard match in some weird but bright way, I can. And knowing this, and I'm not saying because John Cena's in the main is in the match. I'm just saying it's out of the way. And if it's able to end like in a dark, eerie, Bray Wyatt-y type of way, then it'd be a perfect send off to the good night. But if you're gonna have Drew McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar when nobody else is there, no pyro, no nothing, and you just hear Michael Cole and Jay and this virtual. I don't want to hear that. I can say, you can say that to like the second, the last second to last match of the night. Doing his praise.
I mean, I actually think Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair is going to open the show.
I can see that.
I actually think Randy and Edge are going to end the show because it has been the best storyline thus far.
Yeah, but I do kind of – either that's going to end the show or it's going to be like Clint has said. I think they should end it the way that they ended it last night. They should end it with the match that's not even taking place in the Performance Center.
Yeah.
I think that match is going to miss the mark, though.
Yeah, because there's too much. There's going to be too much expectations for it.
Here's the thing, though, guys, is that you're going to have this match. John Cena, all that's going to happen is John Cena's going to get attacked by a bunch of fucking puppets.
No, it's...
Right, he's going to get attacked by that Mercy the Buzzard, you know, Angry Abby. The pig's probably going to fucking bite him.
Well, listen, last night was an action movie. That's what Undertaker and AJ Styles was. It was a very well put together action movie. I think tonight's going to be a horror movie. I think it's going to be John Cena like surviving a horror movie. I think that's how they're going to shoot it, and that's how they want it to look. So I don't know if you can put that on last.
I think it might actually open the show.
I don't know about that either. But I don't know if they're going to put that on last because Clinton was right in his point. But that's also WWE. They love ending with a feel-good moment. So I can still, even though there's no fans there, I can still see them still trying to end with McIntyre beating Lesnar.
And here's the thing, too. Is that like they're at an advantage here, and that advantage is, you know, they have usually when they run these type of matches, the fans get pissed off because they're just watching a video screen and they start booing the shit out of the thing.
Yeah,
with no fans in the audience, nobody's there to boo this thing.
That's why yesterday was perfect. That's why that worked, because there was no one there. That's why it was done so well.
Nobody doing commentary. Hey, it was just perfect. No commentary. It was just...
It was a movie. It felt like a movie. And not cheesy movie either. I've been hearing cheesy out there. If it was cheesy, it was cheesy like how an action movie is. And that's a good type of cheesy. It was so well done. I don't know how anyone really has too much bad. I mean, I know it wasn't in a ring.
That intro song that Undertaker came in when he was riding the bike, that intro song was perfect.
Yeah, and it played again after we left, and that was even better. And then the Undertaker was on the shed. It was fucking awesome. All right, guys.
That's
well, I'm going to turn
thinking
on the pre-show.
Huh? That's why when we're thinking, how do you think they're going to do, excuse me, the last man standing? Do you think they'll go all over the Performance Center?
I think they'll go all over the performance. I don't think they're going to leave the building.
No, they're not going outside.
I think they'll go all over the performance. I think they're going to do what Gargano and Ciampa did.
Okay.
When they brawled all over the Performance Center.
Right. I think, I personally think that might end the show, but we'll see. It could start the show too, so.
Yeah. Daniel, are you hanging up so you can feed your belly?
No, so I can watch the fucking kickoff so I can watch what we're talking about.
Oh.
You know, WrestleMania, it is tonight. Did you know that?
Wait, is it almost 6 o'clock?
It is 6
it
o'clock.
It is 6 o'clock.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, yeah, we got
to. That's why I'm trying to go home.
Yeah, we got to wrap up here, guys.
I'm sorry, I can't get into free show like that.
Yeah, me too. What's your final thoughts, guys? Do you want to? You guys want to wrap it up or?
Yeah, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I'm excited, but I am actually excited for this. So I'm going in with an open mind. I'm ready to see what I'm really happy with yesterday. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
This could not be any worse than WrestleMania 11, WrestleMania 25, and WrestleMania 27.
No. I like 25.
Well, 25 had Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. The rest of it was shit.
Okay, wait. That
Hardy and Jeff Hardy was not shit.
I'm sorry.
So we already know where Doug's going to put WrestleMania 25 on Friday.
here's my thing. Nothing. I actually thought WrestleMania 36, this WrestleMania, was going to be the piss after what I saw, because I did watch it. I just got finished watching it about an hour ago before we got on in. That's why I didn't call in. I was finishing up watching the match.
What was the end of Miz made of that? Was that 27?
Yeah.
27, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the worst WrestleMania I've ever seen.
Wait, which one? 27?
Yeah, with the Miz and Cena and the main event. That was fucking awful.
Oh, yeah. It was the Rocket special guest referee or enforcer or whatever he was.
Special guest host.
Oh, guest host.
Yeah, I don't see that one doing too well.
And tell you too, I just want R-Truth to get his title back tonight, too. Saying it out there. R-Truth,
I hope
24,
so.
48F7.
All right, guys, but remember, this upcoming Friday is going to be the WrestleMania tier list. And I guess let's just take it home.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Everybody have a good night. Bye, Clint. Bye, Doug. Bye, Daniel.
All right. Later.
Adios.
Everybody enjoy the show. And if you're going to bitch about it on social media, don't call anybody stupid for liking the show.
Yep. Everybody be safe and enjoy the show.
All right.
Later.
Later.